CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Hello, will you give me the bell, Captain, please?
Betsy, will you get down and look under the bed, dear?
Yes.
Make sure we haven't left any shoes or slippers or anything.
Hello, this is room 412. Would you send a boy up to get our bags? We're checking out. Yes. Oh, and look, would you tell them at the desk, please, so they'll have our bill ready as soon as we get down there? Yes, thank you very much.
I feel sick.
Oh, no, dear, you're just excited.
I feel seasick.
Oh, no. You're not even on the boat.
But she's just excited, Pencil. I am sure. I think, it's a funny feeling when you're going anywhere,
well,
you know.
I told you not even to talk about seasickness in front of her. You're only psychological, anyhow.
You aren't going to be seasick, Betsy. Children don't get seasick, anyhow, I'm told, as a general rule.
Look, let us talk about something else, can we? Are you sure you have everything? All the toothbrushes and toothpaste that were in the bathroom?
Yes, I have everything.
There's a pair of Betsy's socks hanging on the rack.
I'm sorry. I've washed them out last night. Give them here.
Did you look at all of here? Here they are. Yeah. You look in all the bureau drawers and check the closet?
Yes, we're all packed. Well. I can't see anything we've left. Are you sure you've got all the labels on the suitcase?
Oh, yes, I filled out all the tags.
Don't they look wonderful? For years, I've always envied people when I saw tags or stickers on their suitcases that said SS something, you know, rather. And now here it's little old me that is. I'm going to Europe.
Yeah, well, little old you better collect your handbag and the cameras and your coat and let's get going.
All right, now.
Oh, Aunt Effie, by golly, you know, I better leave a list of instructions with the desk clerk down here.
Oh, yes.
In case Aunt Effie shows up here.
Told her to come directly to the pier, dear. And it's 8:30 now. Surely with a boat sailing at noon, she'd go directly to the pier.
Don't ask me what Aunt Effie might do. There's a boy for the bag. Yeah, now, come on.
Yes,
let's
Betsy,
check
get
out.
These days, Americans seem especially news-conscious. Of course, that's not at all surprising. Not a day passes that doesn't witness events packed with significance for the future of the nation and the world. Most of us, however, don't have much time to devote to keeping up with the news. There just don't seem to be enough minutes in the day. There are, however, 15 minutes each morning and 15 more each evening that aware Americans have learned to devote as a minimum to keeping up with their world. In the morning, there's a fresh survey of latest overnight developments on the World News Roundup, including direct reports from CBS News correspondents on many news fronts. Each night, it's a quarter hour well spent tuning in radio's most complete evening news roundup, The World Tonight. Each morning, The World News Roundup. Each evening, The World Tonight. The best informed listeners are those who make it a point to be listening as a minimum to these outstanding worldwide CBS News surveys daily over most of these same CBS radio stations.
Did you pay the bill, dear?
Yes, I did. Did you tell the doorman to get us a taxi?
Yes, it's waiting, and our luggage is all in. Come on, dear.
Come on, Daddy. The taxi is waiting. We'll go without us.
No, darling. It won't go without us. Now, don't worry. Oh, now, just a minute, please. I got to speak to the desk.
About energy.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Look, we just checked out.
Well, did you enjoy your stay in New York, Mr. Franklin?
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Daddy, the taxi is waiting.
Yeah, all right. I'll be right there. Now, she's afraid it'll go without us.
It'll wait for you, young lady.
We're going to Europe today.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, well, I'd like to leave a message with you.
Yeah, sure, sir.
Well, you see, my aunt, Miss Effie Sorensen, is supposed to sail with us, and I don't think she'll come to the hotel here. I told her to go directly to the pier in Hoboken where we're sailing on the Sottendam.
You see, she didn't come to New York with us.
No.
And she was getting this ride with some people from home, and their car broke down yesterday in some small town, and they didn't know whether they could even get it fixed. And we have worried all night.
The man doesn't care about all that, dear.
Well, you really ought to know in case Aunt Effie shows up here, dear.
Well,
I mean, why...
Anyhow, if she does call, I've written down the pier number in Hoboken and the number of the stateroom.
Uh-huh.
I told her this all over the phone, but in case she's lost it or something...
I understand.
Well, look, we're sailing on the Sottendam, and it sails at noon. So if she does call and there's any
trouble... I'll have the information ready, Mr. Piper, both at the desk and with the switchboard. So she's sure to get the
Fine. Yes. Then I'll also tell her that I will leave her passport and her ticket with the customs officials and the boat officials or whoever it is where she will have to go before she can get on the boat.
Yes, of course.
And also, if a Mr. or Mrs. Houston call up, they're friends of ours from back home. They're here in New York, and they said they were going to see us off. Now, if they call up, you tell them that we're on our way to the boat.
Yeah, that's right. I guess you'll know that.
Now, don't worry about a thing, Mrs. Piper.
Yeah. Daddy, come on.
And I wish you all a bon voyage.
Uh-huh.
Have a pleasant cruise.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Daddy. Yeah, I'm coming, Daddy. Now, stop worrying. That taxi will wait for us. Don't worry. He will also wait for us while I stop at a florist shop. Girls are not sailing to Europe without corsage.
Oh, honey. I'm just so excited. We go, dear. That says visitor.
Well, that's for people seeing you off, you know. That's not for up there. That says first class.
Oh, well,
there it is. Way down there. See, cabin class.
Oh, yes. See, I never realized the building of it would be so huge. Looks like the inside of an airplane hangar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Betsy, darling, now stay with us. Now, where's that man?
What man?
The man who took our suitcases when we got out of the taxi. I was keeping an eye on him, and now I've lost him.
Well, don't start worrying about that.
Oh, I hate to let my suitcases out of my sight. That always makes me so nervous.
Well, you heard him. He will put them directly on the boat, and they'll be delivered to our stateroom.
I hope so.
If you want to worry about something, worry about Aunt Effie.
Oh, heavens, yes. Well, let's get on, anyhow, and see what our stateroom looks like.
Yeah.
Goodness, I can't get over it, Mrs. Houston. Just walking into our stateroom and finding you and Mr. Houston sitting
I said I want to get there in plenty of time to make the stateroom look like a real bon voyage.
Well, you certainly did. I mean, golly, all these beautiful flowers.
And a huge basket of fruit. Did you see this year?
No, we didn't bring that.
Oh.
We're already in here.
Oh, yeah, here, there's a card. I didn't see it. Oh, it's from your company, dear.
Oh.
Well, all these other presents, you did bring those, Mrs. Luther. That was so sweet of you, isn't it?
Well, they're just little things I know you'll need on your trip.
Dear Betsy, don't hang up a porthole like that, dear.
I was looking for an essay.
Well, you might as well stop looking for her, honey. You can see her anyhow. Just keep your fingers crossed that she makes it.
Yes, as I said yesterday, if I know your Aunt Effie, she's not going to miss a trip to Europe.
Yes.
She'll get here somehow. Now, where did Edgar go?
He walked out. He said he was going to look for the steward, I think.
Oh, yes, for some glasses. Edgar insisted on bringing champagne. Who wants champagne at 10:30 in the morning? But Edgar said it wouldn't be a bon voyage party.
Look at all the telegrams and letters from people back home.
Oh, ain't that something? That you're exciting, all right, huh?
Now, as soon as the ship sails, you must go at once to the dining room steward and engage your page.
Dining room steward, huh?
And see the deck steward so you get a good deck chair.
Now, look, we did all we could. If we didn't make it, you didn't make it. Now, look down there. You can see the Houston's waving at us.
Oh, yes.
Wave.
What's the matter, dear? They're pointing at something frantically.
Oh.
Do you know what they're trying to tell us, dear? Can you see them pointing at something? What are they pointing at? Dear?
I don't know.
What's the matter?
I
think I'd better get back down to the stateroom. Excuse me.
Excuse us, please. Excuse us, please.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
It's new. It's special.
What's this? Continental 6-month floor wax in new special size?
Yes. Now, for the first time, you can get the new special size 6-month floor wax for just about half the price of the regular can. That's right. The very same Wonder Wax that's guaranteed not to walk away, wash away, wear away for 6 full months is now available for the amazing low price of only 79 cents. Imagine, with the new special size 6-month floor wax, you can take a summer vacation from weekly waxing and save money, too. Yes, wax just once with 6-month floor wax, and the same normal care that keeps your floors clean now keeps them gleaming bright, scuff-resistant all summer long, or your money back. So this summer, relax. Don't wax. Look for 6-month floor wax in the new half-price special size today. Only 79 cents everywhere. Get Continental 6-month wax.
Do anything for you, dear?
No, please. Just leave me alone.
Well, I don't like to just leave you alone in the stateroom. Honestly, I don't see how you could be seasick if the ship hasn't even sailed.
Oh.
Well, you should have taken those seasick pills. Mrs. Simpson said we should. She said some people got seasick with just the slightest motion of a boat, but my goodness,
look,
honey.
Look, don't talk about it, huh?
It's just that I don't understand it.
Oh.
I mean, all you can feel, dear, is just, you know, a very slight motion of going up and down and up. And... Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, look, why don't you go up to the rail with Aunt Effie and Betsy?
No, I'm not going to leave you.
Oh, please.
Did you hear how Aunt Effie finally got here? Just as Mrs. Houston said she might if she hitchhiked, got a ride on a truck. Honestly, if you could have heard Aunt Effie describe how that nice truck driver raced across New Jersey to get Aunt Effie here in time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she'll tell you about it when you feel better.
Yeah.
Goodness, if you're like this now, I hope we don't have a storm.
Oh.
Everybody's waving and yelling, and some people are crying.
Oh,
honestly, what is all my life to sail here? Here I am, cooped up in the stateroom.
Oh, let me off. I said you could go on up to the rail and go on.
No, I hate to leave you, dear.
I'd rather you did. The way I feel, I'd like to be alone.
Oh, poor darling. If you're sure, dear.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. Go on, will you? Wait a minute, will you?
What is it?
When is it we get to Southampton?
Next Friday, dear. Oh, wait.
Another 7 days of this.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers, Edith Gresham, and Louis Van Ruten, and is produced by Walter Hart.